I remember about 10, 15 years ago, I came to this church 3 consecutive Sundays, spending each day about 35 minutes on the subject of the Holy Qurbana. We covered the entire Holy Qurbana at that time. Today I will cover about 10 pages from the book. On page 176, you see a subheading, Anaphora. You may pronounce it slightly differently, sir. It's okay. And page 186, you will see diptychs, tubdens. So those 10 pages is about the anaphora. That's the most important part of the Holy Qurbana service. And in the bracket, they put anaphora, Qurbana. So anaphora is Qurbana. After a couple of pages later, we will read this anaphora is mercy, peace, sacrifice, and thanksgiving. In Malayalam, we say, ee Qurbana, anugrahangalum, samadhanavum, beliyum, stotravum aavunnu. So anaphora must be Qurbana. The word Qurbana we use in more than one meaning. Qurbana is the bread and wine, our material offerings, transformed into the flesh and blood of our Lord Jesus. That is Qurbana. That is a material. Material means made up of matter, made up of carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen. We can feel it, we can taste it, we can touch it, we can smell it. That is one Qurbana meaning. The second meaning for Qurbana is our service. You start at service at 8:45 and extend to more than 11 o'clock. So approximately 2.5 hour service. That service also, we use the term Qurbana. And anaphora, in bracket, it is Qurbana. Which Qurbana? The first one or the second one? Anaphora refers to the second one, about our worship, our aradhana. Ee aradhana, anugrahangalum, samadhanavum, beliyum, stotravum aavunnu. This heavenly worship is mercy, peace, sacrifice, and thanksgiving. So the Holy Qurbana we can subdivide into several smaller chapters. The first chapter is a long chapter, preparation, the entire Tuyoba, about 1 hour. Then we start, open the curtain, and start with the public celebration. And the public celebration we can divide into more than half a dozen smaller chapters. The first part of the public celebration is the service for the catechumens. Catechumens are students of Christianity. They are learning Christianity. They are not yet baptized. In the olden times, they used to come to the church. They are allowed to come to the church. They can participate in the Holy Qurbana during the first part of the public celebration. So we start the public celebration with a procession around the altar, followed by Trisayan, the Holy Art Thou God, 3 times. Then we go into the service of the word, Vajana Shusrusha, 2 epistles and a gospel and the explanation of the gospel. Then we go into the blessing of the censer, followed by the creed. The catechumens, they are allowed to stay up to this time. This service is, so far, we are talking about the service of the catechumens. Now, when the creed is being recited, they will leave the church. In the olden times, the deacon with the censer, he goes all the way to the western door and look both sides and to make sure all the catechumens are out of the church. Today, those practices doesn't matter because no catechumens are in the church. Today, when the deacon comes, he is bringing the blessings from the altar to the congregation. Then the next chapter is again known as Anaphora. That chapter takes about 10 minutes of the service. This is the most important part of the Holy Qurbana service, the core centric part, marma pradhanam ennaka malayalathi parayam. That is the liturgy from creed all the way to tubden, excluding both. Anaphora start right after the creed and end just before the tubden. So now we are ready to get into the major part of the Holy Qurbana. The mission of the 2.5 hour service is the transformation of our material offerings into the flesh and blood of our Lord Jesus. That is the reason we are spending 2.5 hour service. That start right here. The deacon will announce, "Let us stand up well." What does he say? Stoumen kalos, meaning let us stand up well. I remember Barnabas Thirumeni, when Thirumeni conducts the Holy Qurbana, Thirumeni says that in Malayalam, "Nam nallavannam nilkanam." And in reply, what does we say? We don't say that we're going to stay well. Instead, we are asking God, "God, have mercy upon us to participate in the rest of the service." So we say, "Kurie laison." That's how we start with. Then this anaphora is not a Syriac word, it's a Greek word meaning lifting up. The next step, we will see Achan will step on the altar step in front of the altar. I hope at least all of you notice that up to this point, Achan was standing in front of the altar stall, altar step. This is the first time Achan will get on to the altar step. Unnada padavilerida in Unnata padavile rida. So Achan will get on to that unnata padavi, that altar step. That will remind us that Jesus went to the upper room in the house of Saint Mark to institute the Holy Qurbana. And now Achan is starting with the anaphora part. First, it is we are honoring a commandment, not commandment, an instruction by Jesus. In chapter 5, Gospel according to Saint Matthew. That entire chapter is a study class conducted by Jesus to his followers. And over there, Jesus was telling them, when you are going to the church to make your offerings to God, and there you remember that your brother has something against you, you leave all your gifts right there. Go and reconcile with your brother. So we all of us participate in the kiss of peace. Because of COVID, you stopped that. I'm sure you will be starting that again soon. So all of us will participate in that kiss of peace, that is a symbolic gesture of reconciliation. Without participating in that, we will not be participating in the Qurbana. Then next step, Achan will lift the Shoshapa of the mysteries. Up to this point in the public celebration, the Shoshapa was covered with a piece of linen called Shosh. The holy mysteries were covered with a piece of linen called Shoshapa. Now this is the first time the holy mysteries are revealed to light, revealed to the universe. And you will see Achan will be lifting the Shoshapa several times, part of that lifting up process. Several times Achan will be lifting up the Shoshapa. This will be followed by the first benediction of the day. How does it go? The first benediction. The love of God the Father, the grace of the Son Jesus, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Pidavai Devatanta Snehum, Putranai Devatanta Grubay, Parishudaruvaida Sambandho Savasu. That is the first benediction. First benediction is in the name of the Holy Trinity. Okay, how many more benedictions to come during the Holy Qurbana? I'm deviating from the subject a little bit more. The second benediction, when is it coming? Just before the fraction and the commixture, just before the curtain is closed for Harkan Anbudayone Ninvadil. That is when the second benediction, that is in the name of the Son Jesus Christ. Third benediction, just before the elevation of the holy mysteries. The elevation of the holy mystery, Achan will lift the Pilasa first, then the Kasa first. The elevation of the holy mysteries to indicate the ascension of our Lord Jesus. That's the third benediction in the name of the Holy Trinity. The last benediction, just before Achan finishes the Holy Qurbana, along with the last benediction, Achan will dismiss the congregation. Last benediction again in the name of the Holy Trinity. The first, third, and fourth in the name of Holy Trinity. The second one in the name of Jesus. Anyway, coming back. That's after the first benediction, Achan will ask us, as the lifting up process, anaphora process, to lift our minds, our understandings, and our hearts to Jesus, who sits at the right hand side of God the Father. Then we confess that our minds, our understandings, our hearts are with thee, O God. What is the Malayalam? Yangada bodhangalum, vijarangalum, hridayangalum, devamaya kartavengil irikkunnu. Not yet, we are further going up. Now the heavenly angels are coming down and we are meeting with them and we are joining them in praising and worshipping God. What are the heavenly angels doing all the time? Continuously worshipping God. In one of the prayers in Sliba Namaskaram, we sing Anavarada Stuti Talparara Ambaradudan Maroppam Nada Deva Nalguga Yogyata Nin Stuti Pa. Anavarada Stuti means a continuous, uninterrupted praising God, uninterrupted worship. Ambara Dodanmar means heavenly angels. Now the heavenly angels are coming down, we are moving up, we are meeting with them, and then all of us will pray, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord Almighty, Tanda Sudhila Laga Shombume Naranyarikana, Belavana Devindambaran, Parishuddhan, Parishuddhan, Parishuddhan. Those are the lifting up process. Then Achan will go into the institution of the Holy Qurbana. Jesus instituted the Holy Qurbana during the Last Supper. Jesus took bread in his hand, lifted it up, looked to heaven to be in communion with the Father, to get the consent from the Father, then blessed the bread, blessed the wine, gave it to his disciples, asked them, eat it and drink it. Now similarly, Achan will take the bread in his hand, bless the bread by saying the same lines as Jesus used, Barek Vukadesh. Bless the bread. Then Achan will bless the wine using the same words as Jesus used to bless the wine during the institution of the Holy Qurbana. After Jesus instituted the Holy Qurbana, he gave a commandment to his disciples to do this in remembrance of me. So Achan will remind us that commandment also. That part is the institution of the Holy Qurbana. Next is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. ബാറിക്കുമോർ എൻ്റെ വാത്സല്യമുള്ളവരെ, ജീവനുള്ള പരിശുദ്ധ റൂഹ സ്വർഗമാകുന്ന മേലുള്ള ഉയരങ്ങളിൽ നിന്ന് പ്രതാപത്തോടുകൂടി ഇറങ്ങി വയ്ക്കപ്പെട്ടിരിക്കുന്ന ഈ പരിശുദ്ധ കുർബാനമേൽ പൊരുന്നി ആവസിച്ച്. ദാറ്റ്സ് ദ ഇൻഡ്വെല്ലിംഗ് ഓഫ് ദ ഹോളി സ്പിരിറ്റ്. സോ ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ദ ടൈം അഗെയിൻ വി വിൽ സീ അച്ഛൻ ലിഫ്റ്റിംഗ് അപ്പ് ഹിസ് ഹാൻഡ് സെവറൽ ടൈംസ് അപ്പ് ആൻഡ് ഡൗൺ, പാർട്ട് ഓഫ് ദ ലിഫ്റ്റിംഗ് അപ്പ് പ്രോസസ്. And we are getting the indwelling of the Holy Spirit upon the bread and wine. And the last step is the consecration. Achan will wave his hand over the bread praying, may the Holy Spirit perfect this bread into the life-giving body of our Lord Jesus. May the Holy Spirit perfect this mixed cup into the life-giving blood of our Lord Jesus. There are a dozen different taksas, so the wordings may be slightly different, but the purpose is the same. This is the perfection of the process of transforming the bread and wine into the flesh and the blood of our Lord Jesus. Important point. The prayer is not addressed to the Father. The prayer is not addressed to the Son. The prayer is addressed to the Holy Spirit. It is the duty of the Holy Spirit to perfect this process. Perfection. Purthigaranam. Purthigarikumaragatte. And that's how we pray. And the last important point, we do not have bread and wine on the table anymore. Whatever is left is already transformed into the flesh and blood of our Lord Jesus. Bread and wine is no more. If you listen to Achan's prayer further, you will not hear those words, bread and wine anymore. Achan will be mentioning only his flesh and blood. അവൻ്റെ ശരീരം, രക്തം, അതുമാത്രമേ ഇനിയുള്ളൂ. അപ്പം വീഞ്ഞുകളും തീർന്നു. That is the end of anaphora. We are spending about 2.5 hours of our service for this important 10 minutes of the service. That is anaphora. Thank you. Thank you, Achan.